I'm Walt Lindala with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Amy Klickner. She is the retiring CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, and we looked back on the 20-plus years that she has been at the helm of the organization and what brought her to this decision to step down. Here's Amy Klickner.
I've really thought a lot about that, and I really feel led to this decision in some way. And I think COVID and what I call the dark days of COVID early on, you know, last year, we're spending a lot of time at home and a lot of time with family and taking care of each other. I just felt like I was being called to do something more. You know, I've got parents that live in town. I've got a daughter that lives in North Carolina with a wedding coming up. And I want to be present for those moments. And I really think that that just made my decision solid. Like, this is where I want to be. This is my next chapter. And I'm ready. And I haven't regretted the decision at all.
Well, you're also in a position here, Amy, where you're leaving the Lake Superior Community Partnership in a really good spot. I mean, you've got good people in there right now, and I know that you're comfortable with that decision, knowing who's going to be carrying on forward within the organization.
You guys know that this is my baby. I mean, I was the first employee. I've been there. I've grown with the company. It means so very much to me. And you're absolutely right. The best team in the world is there right now. You know, yes, they're going to have a new leader, and Sarah's going to do a wonderful job. But I feel like I'm leaving it in the best way that I possibly can, going out on a high, in a sense, where I feel good about someone else taking over. And I can't say enough about the team and the board leadership and all of those folks that will take it into the 2.0.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We're talking with Amy Klickner here this morning, the retiring CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. You mentioned that you were there from the beginning. When you look back on these 20-plus years of this, doing this, what do you take away? What is sort of Amy Klickner's high point, maybe?
Where are you going to hang that hat?
What are you going to say?
This is it right here.
You did this.
I think there's a few things that really strike me as we've, you know, talked about the last 20 years, you know, for the last few weeks. And, you know, one is, you know, I cut my teeth in economic development in this organization, and I learned everything I know, you know, going through it. And some of the highlights that, you know, one is the Eagle Mine project, to be honest, the largest project I ever worked on, the first large project I ever worked on. Heck, I didn't even know what flora and fauna was before all that. And, you know, I mean, things like that, becoming an accredited economic development organization and the only one in the UP and the second one ever in the state, one of 66 in the country, you know, those are some big things. And then I go back many, many years and I think of the Stand Up for Steel and the Stand Up for Iron Ore rallies that we did. And I think it's just all the good promoting and working toward great family wage sustaining jobs for people, because that makes a difference in everybody's life. And I think overall, that's just where I'm proudest of. That was always our focus. That was always been our goal. And Jerry Corkin, Chairman Corkin, always says it best. And, you know, the best social program you can have is a family sustaining job.
We're talking with Amy Klickner this morning, who is retiring as CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. There is some, I guess, official transitioning happening this week and a few things where folks can have maybe an opportunity to say farewell, at least in a virtual way. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The new CEO, Sarah Lucas, says this will be her third week training with me at the last week of our transition. She's amazing, and I ask everyone to give her a warm Euchre welcome as she gets to know all of you in the community. But Thursday will be our what we would normally have called our annual dinner, but I'm not giving you any food because we're not going to be together. So we're calling it an annual celebration. It's virtual, unfortunately. However, I still think it's going to be amazing. I asked Don Ryan, who's, you know, close to my heart and a great mentor, to be the MC. And this is after 82 years of well, he is 82. He probably doesn't want me telling you that. He's never done a virtual one, so he's doing something new with us. And it's Thursday from 4 to 6. Everything's on our website, marquette.org. Our silent auction is live, and it's really cool. There's a lot of cool stuff. But it's going to be an opportunity for our Distinguished Service Award winners, Eagle Mine and Scott Erbisch, the county administrator, a chance to get to know Sarah a little bit, and then I get to say my thank yous and my farewell. So it's going to be a great evening. It's early enough that you can still do whatever you need to do later in the evening, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, Amy, you've been a real treat for us over the years here on this program, keeping us up to speed with what things have been going on. And I guess just in a parting shot, we'll see you on the golf course.
You betcha.
Well, again, as we started off the conversation there, friend, congratulations. And I know you've got family things to enjoy, and we certainly know that you'll take full advantage of that. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. You've always been so wonderful to me. I appreciate it.
That's Amy Klickner, retiring CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelah.